Your ego is not that thing between your id and your superego that Freud talked about. No. Your ego is not yourself. It is your idea of yourself, and therefore it is false. Your ego is your false self. It is not real. It is an illusion. It is something that you have come to believe in. Swami Muktananda had a wonderful line. He said, "Enlightenment is your ego's greatest disappointment." When you understand that you are not separate, you do not have to be better than. You do not have to have more than. You are not more special than. You are that which is eternal and changeless. That which offends you is you telling yourself that you are better than those people who are doing the offending. And it puts you in a position of believing that God is doing work outside of you that you have to somehow correct. When you know that you are the source, that God is within you, and that you no longer have to have this vision of yourself as something that has to prove itself. I'm not saying to conquer the ego. There's no fighting here. This is not a war. You have to understand what you are not. You are not your body. You are not your name. You are not your occupation. You are not any of those things which you have come to identify as who you are. You are that which is eternal and changeless, trapped in this garage where you park your soul for just an instant in eternity. Just an instant. And when you know that, you have the keys to higher awareness, and you have an appreciation of this piece of divine wisdom. When you come to believe in yourself, when you come to know yourself, not the idea of yourself. When you come to know yourself and trust in that self, what you're really learning to do is to trust in the very wisdom that created you.